Lord, thank you for the different ways in which you speak to us. Thank you for the scriptures. Help us now to hear a message for each one of us personally, that we might respond in love and faith to your calling upon our lives. Give us ears to listen. In Jesus' name, amen. As I said, there are some things for the young children to do at the back if they want some pictures to colour in about Paul and Barnabas' missionary journey and about the encounter with Elymas and the Roman proconsul that we heard about in our reading at the start of the service. Some of the children may have missed the pictures, but you've got a chance to see pictures of what was happening at the back. Well, this past week, I've been hugely blessed by getting together with other believers from all over the country. On Tuesday, Anna and I were up at Harrogate in Yorkshire for the New Wine Leaders Conference. We went with Gareth and Jenny Lane and their children and families work at Gemma. And then on Friday, after coming here for the women-led World Day Prayer, I then went down to Glenley Manor, LL Centre, Glenley Manor near Eastbourne, for a day of prayer ministry and intercession and workshops, finishing off the Explore 8 course that some of us from this church and around Aylesbury have been doing here for the past 2 years. It's a wonderful thing to be among other worshipping Christians for a week, fasting from things that would otherwise occupy our attention, and in company with others, listening to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us through teaching, through prophetic words, and pictures, the physical laying on of hands. That's something that sadly we haven't been able to do much of over the past 2 years. But this past week has been a real tonic. Yesterday, each of us at the healing workshop received 2 hours of personal prayer ministry, 2 hours of we were involved in 2 hours of creative intercession while other people were being prayed for. And then we had another 2 hours of observing and participating in ministry to others. And in the evening testimony time, one person shared about their deliverance from a crippling fear of making mistakes in life. Another shared their newfound love for people of a nationality and a background that they'd previously feared and hated, even. One individual found that their desperate loneliness had been healed by the joy of communion with newfound brothers and sisters. One person testified that they'd been set free from the power of witchcraft, which had heavily influenced them as a child growing up. Another shared with me their journey of healing from depression, anxiety, anger, and chronic asthma. Having been taking 11 pills every day for years, they, for the last 2 years, had not had to take any medication, complete healing in those areas. I myself experienced another layer of healing as I went deeper in knowing that the warm, gentle, emotionally understanding, child-affirming love of the Father. Healing is like layers of an onion. You peel one layer of an onion away, there's another layer, and so on. And healing can be like that. And our journey of healing is not complete until we reach heaven and are with the Lord. The pandemic restrictions robbed us, as I've said, of so much for the last 2 years. But it's so good now to be able to look at people without masks, to hug, to pray for people with loving touch, to be in a room with people worshipping and singing together in close proximity, whether it was 50 people at LL or 1,500 people at the Harrogate Convention Centre. Listening to God through anointed teaching and powerful prophecy. The church at Antioch in Syria that we heard about in our reading earlier in the service from Acts chapter 13 was a spiritual powerhouse. There were teachers like Barnabas and Saul who opened the Jewish scriptures so that both Jews and God-fearing Gentiles could see Christ on every page. There were prophets whose gift, the gift of a prophet, is to discern what God is saying to particular people at a particular time, and to speak that out in the form of words or pictures or sometimes dramatic acts. The church leadership at Antioch was a glorious mix of people from different nationalities and backgrounds. So there was Simeon, called Niger. Niger meant black in Greek, so he was probably a very dark-skinned African from sub-Sahara Africa, the first to be mentioned in this cosmopolitan church in what is now Syria, Antioch. The second person